Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Once you are retired, you'll find yourself keeping a much closer eye on your cash flow, unless you're independently wealthy, of course. But most retirees are on a fixed income. Our next guest says that finding ways to reduce taxes can certainly be helpful. Jeremy Finger is a certified financial planner with Riverbend Wealth Management. He joins us by phone now from his office in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Jeremy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
All right. So these tax strategies, I understand you have five for us. Let's go ahead and get started.
Yes. Number one is that there is a certain income where long-term capital gains are not taxable. If you hold an investment for a year, and you sell it, that's a long-term capital gain. If you're under a certain dollar amount, married, filing jointly, and then it's separate if you're single, you pay zero capital gains tax. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of times that is a hugely missed opportunity. Secondly, it relates to that, Mike, is that a lot of times people will have muni bonds in a taxable account, but they have an IRA account. Well, it might make more sense instead of them getting a lower municipal bond interest to have that bond portion of their money be in a tax-deferred account like an IRA, and they can get corporate income rates versus municipal income rates, which is a lot of times is a lot higher. In other words, they can have more of their fixed income in a tax-deferred account and more of their long-term capital gains potentially in a taxable account.
All right. Now, how about as we continue through our retirement years, of course, there's something that we need to pay attention to, right? It's called required minimum distribution.
Yes, sir. That is. Uncle Sam's going to want his pound of flesh, and that cometh when they turn 73. So when they turn 73 years old, and in some cases, if you're born after 1960, beginning in 2033, at that age of 75, they're going to want you to start taking money out of these retirement accounts to be able to tax them, okay? And that's going to be ordinary income. And so that can affect what taxes your listeners are going to pay in the future, okay? Now, one other thing to add to that. If you're giving money to charity, and you're over 70 and a half, it may make sense to give money directly from your IRA account because you can take that money out, give it to charity. Actually, it's a direct gift, by the way. And there's no taxes, and the charity benefits fully.
Anything else that might apply in this area?
Well, yeah. So, hey, it might make sense to take it from your income from a taxable account. It might make sense to take it from your required minimum distributions if you're of age of that yet. It might make sense to take it from a capital gains account or a tax-free account in some instances. Depends on each unique situation. And then what the idea is, if you're thinking through your distribution strategy, the idea is to reduce taxes over the course of your lifetime collectively. And so really whoever you're working with, in my opinion, needs to have your tax returns so they understand what the baseline was for the previous year. And then as they're looking at your capital gains, both short and long term, dividends, required minimum distributions if applicable, or charitable contributions if applicable, they can design a income plan that's most efficient for you. So as it relates to withholding taxes, a lot of times people, when they're working, they have their taxes withheld from their paycheck. But when they retire, there's no longer a W-2 paycheck coming in. Your listeners may want to have a certain amount of withholding so that it goes to the IRS on a regular basis. Sometimes they may need to make quarterly payments, but if they're taking money from their pre-tax IRA accounts, decide what dollar amount or decide what percentage goes to the IRS as they make these withdrawals. Now, if your listeners are getting huge refunds at the end, after they file their taxes, that's like a tax-free loan to the IRS. So you may want to modulate and change what the withholding is.
Well, Jeremy, great information as always. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
Jeremy Finger is a certified financial planner with Riverbend Wealth Management, and he joined us by phone from his office in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.